What up, all you traders and investors out there? Thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc and Thoughts and Trading. Segment's called Eye on the Market, where I go over a list of 32 ETFs to get the pulse on the market and see how things have been trading sector-wise and stock-wise, because then we go in and trade options on those stocks within those sectors. This segment's being recorded, so you can find it. I'll put it on the YouTube channel. I'm usually trade streaming on Theta TV if you don't have the Edge node. But you'll find this recording on the YouTube channel. I've been trying to mix it up. So this week, again, it's been pretty busy. Things have just been treading up. So as far as oil goes, pretty much as far as everything else goes, it's a pretty slow melt up. So let's just get into the charts. Get this done. And again, so first up, we're going to start with oil. Oil made another high. That's USO made another high of 48.25. Crude futures are trading at 70.78. So, I mean, it's only 30 bucks away from 100. And like I said, it's pretty much politically driven. And these guys are caking up. That's all I could say. See, from November, from the 1st of November, when crude was 34.60, to today, that's 100. That's 100% return, pretty much. You know, that's a little bit over 100% return since November. So, I mean, these guys are caking up. They had a high of the 67s, that was a spike in March, but it didn't reflect into gasoline prices until now, until pretty much the supply got to the point that the gasoline prices needed to increase because there was no more cheap oil that was pretty much harnessed. Everybody had cheap oil before, and not like the economy was any better. But here's USO crude, and definitely I can see higher prices and maybe a euphoric spike, because I don't think there's going to be any type of flush in this market anytime soon. Like I said, it's pretty much tightly controlled, and this is where it's going. So USO made a high of 48.25, now trading at 48.07. Next is XOP. That's the oil and gas explorers. They also made an all-time high. A high on Wednesday when they hit $100, almost $100 even, 100.01. So that's kind of what hits me right away. That's kind of like a psychological level. So we could maybe see oil and the oil miners consolidate for a while. The oil explorers, that is, consolidate for a while. XOP is trading at 97.36. And it looks like it's bounced off the support of 95.20 a few times in the last couple weeks. May want to retest the 89s, 60s, 90s. Next is OIH. They're up 0.5% on Friday. Looks like they made a high early in the week on Monday of 284.09. Right now they're trading at 235.35. Some companies that I've been monitoring that are in this sector, it actually looks like they've been trading down in the last week. So in the sector, it's really not reflecting that. So there could be maybe a pause or a small pullback in oil this week. So maybe it's a good time to dip, to think about dip buying. I mean, $65 oil is kind of high, especially when when you do the fair value. If you do the fair value of oil, it should be between 55 and 35. So right now it's kind of trading a few higher deviations higher, but not because of market supply and demand. It's like I said, it's political. Next is UNG, and UNG is breaking out. Natural gas is actually trading at 328. Could be oil related. Could be transportation related. Could be, you know, oil is runs the machines. You know, I'm not sure, but I know oil runs machines and runs transportation. But right now, UNG is breaking out of the price of $11.35. So we'll see how high it can push up. And, you know, I think UNG is back going bullish for the next couple of years, trading at 11.54. The prior highs was 13.17. That was back in October. So UNG is worth a trade between like $10 and $13 mark. That'd be pretty much my zone, my trading zone there. As far, I mean, it looks like a, let's see, they broke out, it was on Friday. So maybe you want to give it a couple days, make sure it confirms stay above that level before putting that trade on, because we don't want to get in it on a retracement. Right now it's definitely in a one day breakout. How far it can go, it could stretch a pretty bit. It could stretch for quite a bit, especially since the consolidation was from towards the end of April until now. So that's like a month and a half of consolidation. We should see UNG trading at like $13 or anything above $12.40. But then again, if you're in a, if it happens to be a pullback, say this this breakout doesn't keep going and there's a pullback into the tens, I'd want to get some protection to tens. So trade it between 13 and 10. Next is XLE. That's the energy sector. The energy sector made a high of 56.65 on Thursday. Let's see. The companies like Halliburton, Kinder McMoran, Schlumberger, ExxonMobil, and Chevron, they kind of been moving up. So as far as the sector goes, I mean, these guys are carrying it. So it looks pretty even. But like I said, there could be a small pullback in the oil-related things, which energy sector would fall in that category, or just a consolidation. We'll see how it goes. But right now it's hitting the support resistance line of 55.75. Trading at 55, and now it's trading at 55.38. Next is utility sector XLU, and the utility sector is forming a nice flag structure. So we could see maybe downturn in the market or just some more straight up consolidation. But the utility sector is pretty much supported the levels of 64.50. So I don't see those levels breaking anytime soon. So people are pretty much confident in on holding on to the utilities, which is more of a safe haven trade. If it breaks above 68.05, then it could definitely take a little bit of a run, which means stocks would move down or consolidate. Right now, they're trading at 66.11. My target would be in the 68. Next is the industrial sector. my favorite sectors, and it's moving sideways, kind of consolidating. We're going to be seeing something happen in the next couple of weeks, I believe. One move one way or another. But the industrial sector has put in a recent double bottom in May. So trading off of that, it's kind of coming back for a small retest, but not of the double bottom where the levels are where they should be. So utility sector, industrial sector, it's trading at 51. Volatility is kind of coming down, but you expect that because it's been just consolidation or a small drift up. Next is the material sector, XLB. And they've been trading sideways since the beginning of May. Really been in this channel between 85 and 89 for a while. So like I said, we should see a breakout one way or another. But if anything, if I was to do anything here with volatility coming down, and I expect volatility to come up, is definitely trade this in a wide range and just keep most of the profit in between that range of 89 to 85. Right now it's trading at 86.12. Next is metals and mining, XME. And they're trading at 47.09. They're up 0.5%. So I can see more upward movement in here. And I gotta readjust this position because I have mostly Alcoa and Freeport Mining. But I can see a breakout coming in XME. So definitely can expect prices higher than $48. Right now they're trading at 47.09. Next is the MG sector, and these guys are going to be trading sideways. The high back in February was $35.95. Right now they're trading at $21.58.59. Next is XBI, and XBI, the biotech sector, looks like it has a bounce, found some support. I mean, it could have a small retracement and then a push up, but definitely came off these support levels of 130 and 125. Right now, they're trading at 135.83. And, you know, a target would be like 140.70. And definitely should see this sector continue to move up nice and slow. So this, what was, I keep doing the same thing, between May and now, the whole month of May was pretty much an accumulation period. So XBI, higher prices, it looks good to go bullish. All the moving averages has turned bullish. So it's a good time to start looking for buy entries right now. Volatility is pretty low. So I'm not saying to buy straight up calls, but like verticals. But I would go way long out and aim for like the 160s, 150s to make it worth it. Next is XLV. And XLV also came up and made and touched a high on Friday morning of 125.69. So also the same thing, they're going to be moving XLV. So they've been, XBI. So XLV has been consolidating for a while since kind of like the end of April. So we could just see higher prices in XLV. Next is XRT, the real retail sector, and trading at 96.50. They had a high of 99.24. That was in January, so I don't see why they can't break that. And right now they're trading at 96.50. So good to go bullish, have some positive delta. Then next is XLP, and that's consumer staples. They're kind of rounding off, kind of getting into a consolidation period. They had a high last week of 71.69, and they could just, it looks like they're ready to roll a little bit more over. They're just kind of testing lows. But then again, the companies that move that stock as a nice positive drift, like a 2.5% slope to the upside. So, you know, this could be just consolidation for XLP, just some consolidation and a continuation to the upside, maybe in that 2% slope. Next is XLY, that's consumer discretionary, and Amazon, Home Depot, McDonald's is in that. They kind of pushed down since the end of April. They had their highs, now they're kind of coming down a little bit. Kind of reflected in the sector, XLY. Their high was actually the beginning of, well, towards the middle of April at 180.16. Right now trading at 173.21. I could probably see another retest close to 168, and they're trading at 173, but still pretty bullish, especially since they put in a double bottom in kind of like in the middle of May. So May, the accumulation period, some peeps got some good pricing in there. So I trade that as a double bottom, continue upside into the 180s long term. Next is semiconductors, SMH. And they've been consolidating pretty much all year since January. They've been in this channel of 158 and, I mean, 258 and 220. Right now, they're kind of almost at the top of the channel. They could probably keep on moving to the top of the channel. But kind of been consolidating, and I'd probably expect a little bit more, even a retest of 134. So it's got a little bit ways more to consolidate, even though it's been moving sideways this whole year. Probably keep on moving in this channel for the rest of the year. Next is IYR, and they actually had a down day on Friday, went down 0.5%, but they made it all a new high on Thursday. At the end of the trading day was 105.22. Now, real estate was probably going to take a pause. I mean, things are pretty much overheated, but it can continue to move up. The high was 105.22. Right now they're trading at 104.45. Could come down to retest the 99.50s. Next is XLF, and they made a high on last week, Friday, early Monday. And that was, you can almost say it was rejected for what happened in the week. So we'll see a little bit of turmoil maybe in the financial sector. Prices are back to where they were in May, so I guess more consolidation between the 36.50s and 40s. Next is TLT. And TLT has been moving up slightly. Could come back to retest this high of 148.60. Right now it's trading at 142. So bonds are kind of coming back. I can see a continuation, you know, keep on moving up and down, but slightly higher prices. So if I was a buyer at bonds, I'd rather get in at 138 or 140 at the most. Right now they're trading at 142.30. and could retrace it back down to 140. But if bonds move up, then that's kind of good for the stock market. Well, not for the overall stock market, but it's good for the whole system. Next is GLD, and GLD has played off that double bottom really good right now. It's been flagging out, consolidating for the last couple weeks. GLD was down 1% on Friday. Gold futures are trading at 1879.50. So, I mean, GLD, gold is going to hold on to its value. I mean, I see higher prices. So right now at 175.68 could be a buy opportunity. If you can get it at 168.33, if there's a pullback, then that'd be good. The ultimate good entry would be like the 136s, the 160s in GLD. But that's a pretty tough pullback. And right now they're trading at 175.68. Traded at that double bottom, pretty much textbook, kind of rolling over a little bit, but it's making like a consolidation structure. As long as there's not a deep pullback, then it'll continue to go sideways for the next couple weeks, and then see if there's a breakout above that channel to higher prices. Pretty simple. Next is GDX. GDX was down almost 2% on Friday, so it's a little bit more volatile than GLD, but definitely good to trade. I'd be more of a buyer around like the 35.50s. Right now they're trading at 38.28. Next is UUP. That's the US dollar, and looks like they had a little bump up on Friday, was up 0.5%. So we'll see if they, I mean, if they stop printing, then we should see UUP come up, but I don't think so. So UUP is probably going to come up for a little bit, even as high as like the 2480s. But I see more consolidation here unless things change. Next is the Qs. They were up 0.25% on Friday, kind of testing the top. So a retest of the 326s, probably in the books for the Qs. Next is IWM. And IWM is so good at just going sideways all season. Now they're trading at the top of the channel. So it's almost textbook that it's going to come back and retest the 211s or the 212s, 213s. You know, brief, maybe like 215.50 just to get out, you know, sure to get out at 1550s. Next is the SPY. Same thing here. They hit highs on Thursday of 424.63. Should be some sort of pullback, so just watch out for that. Right now, trading at 224.31. Next is FXI, kind of consolidating here. So probably a good buy opportunity and ride it back up to the 48s. Right now trading at 46.07. Next, INDA, India, made a high on Friday morning of 45.52. I can see more, probably since that's a high, that's going to consolidate in that on that level before it takes another leg up. And there could be a pullback to 43s, but those are all buying opportunities. Right now, trading at 45.21. Next, RSX. And like I was expecting, they're kind of like taking off, spiking up. Made a high on Friday morning of 29.72. And higher prices for Russia. So kind of like going a little euphoric now. All right, well, that's it. Gotta go. But hey, till next week. Peace.